Shalom to you, my brothers and sisters. Shalom to you, Ms. Parka. Shalom, family. Oh, man, what a privilege, what an honor it is to be right back here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah one more time. I am your brother, Brother Maury Ariai Israel. Yes, sir, in the house again with you. Oh, praises due to our man, sustainer, our cherisher, our king, just our source, our everything, y'all. Y'all hate what hey, we say, Yah, man, I tell y'all the truth, brothers and sisters. Ooh, we, what a glorious time. What a glorious time it is. And it may not seem like that to some of y'all, but I tell y'all what, it sure is a glorious time for Yisrael. Yes, sir. What's they say for Yasha Allah? It is a great time, brothers and sisters. A great time. We got something to talk to you about today. I got something I want to talk to you about today. Israelite, it's our time. Yisrael, it's our time. Yasha Allah, it's our time. What do y'all say? Kwam Yasha Allah, arise Israel. Kwam Yasha Allah. Oh, yes, sir. It's happening. And you know what? And there was a video I did a while back, and I got to recant. I have to recant. On something. Hey, man, when I said I did those video I did a while back when the Kyrie Irving thing was going on, I said, well, and I still, some of the message I still stand on, but I said there's really not a great awakening, really not a true great awakening. There was a video y'all seen, can't even remember the exact title right now, but is there really a truly Israelite awakening? Yeah, if it wasn't, hell, it need to be now, y'all. It need to be now. It need to be a real awakening now, because I tell y'all what, I was one of my other podcasts I was doing. I talked about this earlier today. With this situation, with this so-called war over in Israel with the Israelis and the Palestinians, I tell y'all what, I've been seeing, well, that right there have shed a lot of light on a lot of things right now. It has been shedding the light on a lot of things, I'm telling you. It has actually been exposing more than just the Israelis. But hell, it's been exposing some so-called Israelites as well. Some of them. Not some of them, y'all. And just not just only them, some in the conscious community. Right? I'm saying exposing them because, hell, a lot of them know how diabolical those people really are and the atrocities. And it ain't got nothing to do with nobody taking up for no Arabs and all of that stuff. But I ain't gonna really get into that subject there, but I just want to say that. If you're scared to speak out against truth, you say that you are Yasha Allah, especially the Israelite. You're saying you Yasha Allah, you Israel, and you scared to speak out and tell the damn truth. I question. I don't give a damn if they claim they Jews or whatnot. I question your allegiance, who you really with. What was that old song, y'all? I forgot who sung it, though. Talking about who you with. Who you with? Yeah. Who your ass is with. Who you with? Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. But let's get it. Let's get it, y'all. Man, there have been so many things. It's been weed has been going around now. It's our time, Israel. But this is right here, right now. I'm saying this is because throughout social media and other places, man, it's been going down. People have been talking about this thing about them people over there, they're Zionists. You know, a lot of us like in Israel, I know y'all been saying this for a long time. And let me say something too. I gotta put something on record right here. Right now, before I go any further, let me put some on record. Talking about war, I gotta say this to my brothers and sisters out there in the camps or whatnot. I want to say this to you. I'm on a ceasefire right now. I'm on a ceasefire. Yeah, I'm coming. Y'all ain't asking. I'm coming with a ceasefire on going at my brothers and sisters who, what we call camps or whatnot. I'm at a ceasefire with them, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm at a troops right now. Because, no, I'm not subscribing to Yahweh Shai. I ain't subscribing to Jesus. I ain't going to Netway. No, that ain't what it is. It's not what it is. But the reason being, I'm saying, because right now we have a greater fight. We have a greater issue. We can hash out that you know, whether Yahweh Shah was the Messiah and all that. We can get down the road with that. That aside for me right now. It's just me personally. Because at least those brothers and sisters have been standing on this and letting people know that we are the children of Israel. They've been saying this, whether we some things people agree with how they do it or whether or not, hey, that's not the issue. But they have been standing on this and they have been banging and saying and telling, and not just them. You know, we got some Tanaka on the brother congregation been saying the same thing too. Hey, man, them ain't the goddamn true Jews, bro. We the real Jews. We are the real Israelites, you know. But one thing I can say, like I said, damn, we got, all right, I sent a ceasefire. You won't be hearing me going out to them talking about what they teach it wrong. Now, I might still be on some of that Jesus doctrine and teaching them why he's not the Messiah. Now, that's, yeah, I ain't stopping that now. But far as saying these congregation camps or whatnot, we're on a ceasefire because we got some commonality we need to do right now. Y'all gave us to do something right now, and that's to raise our people up, awaking them to the knowledge of who they truly are, because we have a job to do. We got a mission right now. We truly got a mission. All that other stuff we can hash out later. But our mission is we got to bring our people back as even they acknowledge, though, right? Because they talk about how we got to get back to the law. As they say, use the word law, as we got to get back to the teaching and instructions of the Most High. That we have a commonality about. There's no argument on that. We have to get back to the laws or the teachings and instructions of the Most High. That's it. We got a commonality on that. So in our people, that we're seeing so much unlawlessness right now that's out in the world. And so we, you know, at least that we got something to work with there, because if we are Israel, because there's something. And I need to say that. I need to say that. Hold on, slow it down, Ariel. But I got a couple of the things I want to share with y'all, brothers, is that I've been seeing on the video. I mean, it's social media and things. I want to play a couple of the things tonight and maybe elaborate, do my little narration on it as well. But like I said, brothers and sisters, it's so many things. Even damn Europeans are coming out talking about how those people we're talking about over in that land right now are Zionists and all of this other stuff. So, hey, it's our time, brothers. It's time to let the people know. Y'all, you know, a lot of brothers already have been doing it, but we got to let them know. This is, you know, they say it like this here. I think it was Rockefeller or somebody had made the statement, never let a good crisis go to waste. So, damn it, we ain't going to let no crises go to waste. With all of this stuff, this fighting and stuff, we have to let the people know right now, listen, y'all been scammed, like y'all been getting scammed, just like some of the dudes in the conscious community with like Polite and all them was scamming people. Hey, them people over there in that land been calling themselves Israelis and stuff. They've been scamming the hell out of y'all. Y'all been giving them y'all money because y'all been thinking that they are God's chosen people, y'all's chosen people, but they ain't. They've been flogging. They've been false flagging. You know what I'm saying? They not. So y'all been letting them get away with all this bull crap because y'all thought, oh, man, I'm God people, man. Don't y'all, you can't say nothing against them. And even anti-Semitic rhetoric they be pushing out. Uh-huh. I got a definition from that as well. But yes, sir. We're gonna talk about it. It's our time, Israel. We say Kwam Yasha'Allah. It's showing up Kwam Yasha'Allah. It's time for us to wake up and let the people know we're gonna keep on putting our foot on the gas pedal, going full force, running the red light stop signs, because hey man, we don't have time to play. What they say, y'all, the time is at hand. Oh, yes, sir. The time is truly at hand. So let me get some of this here. Let me get some things in here, brothers and sisters, and play a couple of clips if I can. Let me play a couple of clips. We're going to keep this thing on the roll. It's our time, brothers and sisters. That's all I can say. It's our time. It's time for us to rise up. Check this out. Let's get it.
I'm sure Harry can give you the information as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just found it so fascinating when I learned that the largest group in Africa that claims to be from the people of Israel is the Igbo tribe, made up a significant percentage of the transatlantic slave trade. Sure. And now you see a large growing movement in America, the descendants of this slave trade, who are taking upon an Israelite identity among themselves. So some people may say, hey, these guys are crazy. Who do they think they are pretending they're Israel? I look at it and say, what? This is no smoke without a fire. Look where they came from. Sure. These people came from the Israelites of Africa. So now, not only do I expect there to be a greater return, I expect there to be a link that's going to get made between Israel of Africa and the Israel of America, that they're going to unite and lock arms.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And that's what it need to be. It need to be that, man. We need to get it together, lock up, link up. And let's get it right. Let's get it right, Israel. Yes, sir. We got to get it right. Let's see here. I got some more of the fast I want to get into. Because like I said, we got to do this, Israel. We have an obligation to do. We got to wake up. because I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This world is the way it's going in this chaotic state and out of control. It is the way it's going. I know a lot of y'all have seen, y'all seen this video. I wish I could have found it, man. Where there was, I don't know what she was. I don't know what was her nationality, but she was standing there holding a little child. I know plenty of brothers and sisters have played that video where she's saying, you black people in America, something like that, you are the true children of Israel. And she was talking about how we, the Gentiles, need you. We, the Gentiles, need you to come back home. Y'all remember that video? Yeah, because she's right. The Gentiles, they do. Now, they do need us because, like I said, they to be the strangers and stuff like this. And we are supposed to be the light of the world, as we say in the book of Isaiah, that we are the light of the nations. But right now, you know what I'm saying? Some things that we're doing is not in the right way. And I'm going to talk about some of this stuff with old stankin' red. They call her sexy red, but I'm going to talk about that and some more stuff, too. But when we get back into following the teachings and instructions of Yah and being that example people that he wanted us to be, right? Then the other nations, as she was even saying, the Gentiles need us. They need us because once we get our game back on, we get back on track and following Yah, man, we will be, as they say, the saviors of the world. We are the Mashiachs. Now, notice I'm saying Mashiachs. We are the anointed people, not just one. I know that y'all ain't going to probably find that in the scriptures that I'll say, but we were anointed actually by Yah to be his appointed people, to be the light unto the nations. We are those Mashiachs, and not just somebody coming, you know, we are the Mashiachs, and the world need us. So we have to get back to Yah, turn back to Yah, as even in Judaism, there's this word called Teshiva. Teshiva meaning to return. Well, once we return back to Yah, repent ourselves and turn back to Yah, we would truly be able to save the nations from this mayhem, this chaotic state that is in. And this is the one reason that they are doing so many things, brothers and sisters. They are implementing and they are poisoning. That's why, like, even in the music, I go there right fast. Even in the music, no, I tell y'all what. Let me play this, and I get into that. Let me play this. What is video at? Yeah, this is because this is some madness here, and I say that they are doing this on purpose because they know who we are. Oh, let me see.
It destroys the image of black women in America as the black woman.
Let me start that back over.
How do you feel about reality TV?
I hate it.
Why?
It destroys the image of black women in America. As the black woman goes, so goes black society. You would be hard pressed to find a show where you actually see black women who are actual entrepreneurs, not some fun little boutique in the mall, not a kiosk, not I've got an eyelash line, but actual entrepreneurs. You know what you do see, though? A bunch of women who are throwing drinks at each other, talking bad about each other, talking about each other, smiling in each other's faces, backstabbing, and then that image goes out into the world. So then you wonder why so many black women are, quote unquote, not protected, not respected, treated like the animals. You wonder why when you go to a hospital, they say, oh, she don't need anesthesia. You're strong and independent because that's the image that's out there.
That's not the actual one I wanted, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry about that, but that's not the one that I want to hear. I don't know if this is or not. Oh, man. I'm gonna see.
Same people who own the label that ain't on it either. Prisons.
That's not it. It was a video that I'm looking for. I probably didn't save it, but it was talking about the little rapper Stanky Red. Yeah, I call her Stankin' Red, right? Yeah. Where she was trying to open this up. Where she was, they said she got a, I'm trying to find this right fast. Because I'm going to show you how, like I said, they are trying to, they know who we are. And with this, they are using a lot of this foolishness to our people to keep our people in sin. And I think I got a video to even talk about that. Let me share this right fast. Boom. Okay. Little nasty red, as they call it, sexy red. Say her new lipstick gloss line colors are based on the Pound Town lyrics. And oh boy, I don't know too much about that. But anyway, sisters and brothers, she got a so-called new lipstick line that's out, right? And let's go here. And in this thing, her new lipstick line that she has out, And look at some of the names that she's want to call these lipstick flavors or whatever you want to call it that. I got a lipstick gloss line dropping soon. Y'all better shop with your girl. I got a different flavor. Coochie juice, booty hole brown, coochie pink, sexy on my period, gonorrhea, yellow discharge, and nut. Y'all see that? Now, Rena said they know who we are. And see, they're pushing stuff like this. Young sister like her, and there was another one, I think Suki Brown, and it's a couple of women now, right? And even with that video I did just try to play, that was really out of line what I was trying to bring. But even with that, those so-called reality shows, is which I call unreality. There's nothing realistical about that. They're pushing on people with this because a lot of people, they know, want to chase after this damn money and so forth too, right? It's like the temptation, like being in the garden. You've been given these instructions. Don't touch this tree, but you know, they are saying this like bling, bling, the glitter and the glow. You'll be famous. You travel all over the world. But anyway, they got a lot of our people in promoting a lot of this stuff. And what it does, again, is keeping our people in sin. It is keeping our people more under the curses. Right. And this is, they know this. They know exactly what they're doing. For a matter of fact, I got the video now. Let me play this one with your sisters going in on this. So they know exactly what they're doing. That's why they're promoting all of this foolishness with people like, you know, Lit Red.
The reason why leaders don't want to tell you who the real Israelites are is because then you would repent and receive the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. See, Deuteronomy 28 talks about the blessings and the curses of the Israelites, a covenant that Yahuwah made with his people. If the Israelites obeyed Yah and his commandments, they would be prosperous and receive the blessings. If they disobeyed Yah and his commandments, they would be downtrodden and receive the curses. Now, we all know the Israelites disobeyed Yah and his commandments, so they received the curses. But quick question. If the Israelites chose to disobey the commandments and receive the curses, couldn't they choose to obey the commandments and receive the blessings? I mean, it is a covenant. It's not like it expires. So hold on, let me get this straight. If this covenant is still in place today, why do our leaders encourage us to continue disobeying the commandments? You know, celebrating these pagan holidays, not honoring the Sabbath, promoting ratchetness and aligning us with political ideals that completely go against what Yah said in his word.
Yes, sir.
It's like they want us to stay cursed.
Hallelujah. See what she said? And I agree with that. They want us to stay cursed. That's why she said promoting ratchetness, whatever, how you pronounce the word, y'all. I can't even pronounce it right. This hood rat stuff, like what they doing now. Because they want us to be cursed, man. They want us to see, they know who we are. They know exactly who we are as a people. So if we can stay outside of ourselves, not recognizing ourselves as Yahshua Allah Israel, and we're indulging in all of this wickedness and foolishness, because somebody told you to get a check because of this, you know, like in the rap game, in the music industry, man, they don't want to hear all that positive stuff. They don't want to hear y'all, the people of God. They just want to hear none of that. Man, sing about this here, man. Yeah, sing about you and shoot him and blow his brains out and, you know, using drugs, promote all of that foolishness. And people will listen to that and be, as they say, influenced by it and go out doing it. We see what's happening out here in our communities, how people are influenced by a lot of this music that's being promoted. So when they're keeping our people in sin, so what do we say, y'all? It's keeping our people under these curses, right? Because we are not obeying Yah. And even though we have brothers and sisters out there on the highways and the byways who's teaching, you know, Yah's been saying, get back to the commandment. Get back to the law, statutes, and commandments of Yah. Hey, y'all are Israel. Get back to the law, statutes, and commandments. People are like, man, going on with that, man. You know, you got whole channels like Sarnetta, them, that goes against all of that. Man, y'all ain't no Israelites. Everybody, they all banging on Israelites. And all we trying to tell people to get back to some more character. Get back, you know, with some moral fortitude about yourself. But y'all ain't no damn Israelites, man. Going on. That Bible is fake. Y'all fake. Get going on with all that. Ain't no such thing as God. You know, Negro, we God. Again, all of that is to do what? Keep you in a moral state of being. That's all it's been doing. And look at it as more of our people get away from this, as they say, the concept of God and get away from the Bible, because they said, we don't need no Bible. We don't need no God. But look how your society has turned out. Look at our communities, how it's turned out. Since you don't need God, somebody said, we don't need no book to tell us how to act. Okay. Well, look how you acting without the book. Just look how you acting without the book then, huh? Since you don't need it. Damn, it seemed to be that you do need it. You do need it, because look at our communities, right? Look at the conditions that's happening. Look at the conditions of the people. Hell, just what, last weekend here in Memphis, they had, man, they went crazy. I know probably some of y'all probably been seeing it. They robbed the Federal Express truck, y'all. FedEx truck on the expressway, right there on the expressway. Went into a couple of places, I think like four or five places, and did looting here, and so many murders that they did here in the city last weekend. It's pure pandemonium. And you mean to tell me, and that's just not happening in Memphis, it's happening all over. And you mean to tell me we don't need some instructions from our creator? We don't need to follow his instruction. We don't need the moral code that he gave us how to live by. Y'all always talk about the laws of Ma'at. But hell, y'all surely hell need to be teaching these people. You sure need to be teaching them something, right? But anyway, that's another whole story, another whole show. But going back, it's like, again, with that, that's why they are promoting young sisters like Little Sexy Red and all of these sisters to promote that hood rat stuff. Because like you're saying, well, our leaders, they're not saying that because they're complicit to the stuff. They're getting paid to help our people stay in the sin that they are. Or actually, for a matter of fact, to help them people that we see over there that's calling themselves Israel. And as long as they're helping them for us to stay out of our identity and associate ourselves with every other thing with being Israel, we gangsters, we pimps, we players, we this, we that. But except being the true children of Israel, and following what our creator, the duties and obligations that our creator gave us, while we let these damn imposters over there play the game, get billions of dollars for funding to keep perpetuating racism against our brothers and sisters, the Beta Israel, which they call Ethiopian Jews, our brothers and sisters from the Mona. Right. They keep playing doing this racism towards them and keep in playing like they us. And then we let us say something about, well, we the true Israel. Now, y'all not the real Israelites. That's why they won't. That's why they don't want us to know. That's why they are constantly putting these programs out. Like, again, to keep us locked in sin, to keep us under the curse. They don't want us to wake up, y'all. But hell, we know what, though? Ain't nothing they can do about it. We have a mighty power behind us. We have a mighty power behind us. And Yah saying, hey, yeah, even Yah said, the time is at hand. So a lot of this stuff is coming out. That's why I said I went back and I was making a statement, and I'm going to play some little videos here. That's why I made the statement. Israelis, holler at me. Let me hear you. Y'all need to hear me again. How y'all know, which y'all not, because there's some information that said y'all actually funded Hamas, but we're going to play the game. How do you know, again, as Deuteronomy said, talked about how y'all is going to let his enemies come up and rise up against you. So you being so low down and racist, as I was talking about the last video, how you know your enemy is not rising up against you because of your disobedience, your unrighteousness. But anyway, that whole thing y'all doing is a goddamn sham in the first place. But excuse my language. But anyway, let's get it, brothers. Let me see where I'm going from here. Just check this out. Let's get this right here. I'm going to talk about the racism here. We're going to get some definitions and stuff too, though. But it's our time, Israel. That's all I can say, man. I'm excited. I am excited because it is.
When Ethiopian people were immigrated to Israel, Ethiopian Jews, women then report, 2013, that's not like 50 years ago. They reported that they were given against their consent and without their knowledge, contraceptive shots so they wouldn't reproduce because they are the wrong color. Israel is a racist, apartheid country that is projecting this shiny example of secularism and democracy for the people, so people can accept whatever they do because they look at Palestinians as lesser people. This is the whole point. This is the whole point. And I would like to quote Winston Churchill. He had a quote that say, I don't believe that we have made a great wrong to the red Indians of America or the black people of Australia because they were replaced by a higher race, a stronger race, a more world-wisely race.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, we're going in tonight, dude. We're going in tonight. Let's see here, like, brothers. Let's go into this by Zionism. Let's get into some Zionism.
Unfortunately, they don't know what Zionism is, but Zionism is a political philosophy which has brought about.
Let me come back. Now, this is from, y'all see it right here at the top. This is from 1995 from Kwame Ture speaking about Zionism in Israel, right? Yeah, but this is it. Look at, listen to the brother. They were saying this, Kwame Ture, y'all, in 1995. So this is nothing new that our brothers and sisters hadn't been saying. They've been saying these type of things, right? Some of us just probably coming into the awakening of hearing this type of stuff, but our brothers and sisters been saying this. Now check this out. Let me replay it. I gotta replay it. Listen.
Unfortunately, they don't know what Zionism is, but Zionism is a political philosophy which has brought about the state of Israel, the so-called state of Israel. This political philosophy has nothing to do with religion. On the contrary, it seeks to confuse others and let them think that Zionism and Judaism is one and the same. I am a conscious African. I know properly my history. Consequently, I know that Judaism and Zionism are not the same. Zionism had its first organizational expressions in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, in Europe. Here was a man by the name of Theodor Herzl, H-E-R.
Uh-oh, I need y'all to really pay. I wish I can rewind all of this on here, but I just got to let it play. Get ready to check this out, y'all. Check this out now. Oh, they say the father of Zionism, but some people said go back, some Jews said go back farther than that. But check out what he's about to say. Check it out.
Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people? I'm telling you, this man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is racist. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people in America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless. In this country.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all heard that? See, he went in. I like that Kwame Ture was going in, telling the doggone flat out truth. That's why I said, brothers and sisters, it's our time, brothers and sisters. It's our time to let the world know who we are. We a lot of brothers and sisters, they've been telling it, y'all. But damn it, we have to shout out loud. That's why I said, brothers and sisters, we don't let a good crisis go to waste. We hate what's going on. I would say myself, I hate to see what's going on with, like, you know, innocent women and children for sure getting murdered, getting killed. You know what I mean? Like I told y'all, let these punk ass politicians, and y'all excuse my language, but I get passionate about this stuff. Let these old punk ass politicians, if y'all mad at each other, hey, you go and fight the other leader of the other nations, huh? Why do people got to get killed, get murdered because of y'all got a damn disagreement? Hell, we didn't say nothing. Y'all didn't ask us how we felt about the damn situation. So why the babies, innocent babies, got to get murdered for y'all foolishness? Why y'all hide somewhere in y'all damn underground tunnels like they talk about Hamas is hiding underground tunnels? Hell, if something broke out over here, if Biden went over there and started a war with Iran, China, or Kim Jong-un, where the hell y'all think he gonna be? He gonna be somewhere under the goddamn one of these Colorado mountains somewhere. He's gonna be in an underground goddamn bunker, huh? So what the hell y'all talking about that Hamas is hiding in bunkers? That's what the hell y'all going to do. You're going to be in a damn bunker some goddamn way hiding as a war you have started. Don't play no goddamn games. Quit playing games with the people, man. Quit playing games with the people. It's time. It's time, Israel. Ooh, we let's let them have it. Let's let them have it. Let's get it back to some more videos. Let's get into some more videos. Oh, man, I told y'all I'm excited today, y'all. I'm excited today. Y'all is, man, moving. Y'all is doing some work right now.
We have to remember one thing I think is very important, that the white Jews that we see today have no bloodline connection with the Jews of the biblical period. They were converted to Judaism in Europe and in Russia. They were converted and have no bloodline connection with the black Jews who make up the biblical Israel that the Bible writes about and of which Jesus was a part.
But what happened to the black Jews?
The black Jews are still in existence. They're black Jews in America. They're black Jews all over Africa. They're black Jews in Palestine. They're black Jews everywhere. Diane's daughter complained not more than 2 years ago that black Jews had moved on either side of her house, and therefore her property had depreciated in Palestine. Black Jews had depreciated her property. Jews had moved directly from Palestine to India, and the community celebrated its 1900th anniversary or something, and they had white Jews who had emigrated from Europe and black Jews who had originally come from Jerusalem at the fall of Jerusalem, had an uninterrupted straight line of connection from the fall of Jerusalem to India. All over the world there are black Jews, but the Zionist Jews who had been converted to Judaism have taken over the control of the definition of what Judaism is, as white people do with anything. If they come into it, they take it over and define what it is, as you stated in your introductory statement. So we have to remember that white Jews, when you see them on the street, are not the Jews of the biblical period. And that sometimes confuses black people who ought to be black Christian nationalists.
Uh-oh. Y'all heard that, didn't you? He told it. He told it. Now, uh-oh. I got to go here. I got to go to one of my things that my brothers out there in the camps would do. That's one of they would go to. Let's go, y'all. I'm going to show y'all what I got here. Now, I got my complete Jewish Bible. Let me see. Can I pull this up? Let me see. Can I pull it up on the screen? Let me see. You pull up one of the Bibles right fast. Let's go to Revelation, y'all. They got Revelation 2 and 9, and they got Revelation 3 and 9. Let's pull this up. Let's go here. I want to pull. Let me see which Bible I'm trying to get to. Yeah, I want to pull this up on my Jewish study Bible. I'm trying to pull it up. Because now this is what I have, and I'm going to pull it up on the screen. Pull it up on the screen. Y'all can see it. One sec. Yeah. I'm going to show it to y'all on y'all the screen. Now, let me screen share this right fast. I want to pull this up. Show y'all. Now, I'm going, yeah. Camp, see, I told y'all, I'm ceasefiring right now. I've got to go to one of y'all passages. I got to go to some of y'all scripts. All right, where we at? Revelation right here. This is I think this is 2 and 9. Yeah, but it also says in 3 and 9. Hell, I'm going to go ahead and highlight it, y'all. Revelation 2 and 9 says that right here, right? It says, I know. Now, this is my complete Jewish study. Well, this ain't mine, but the same thing, the complete Jewish study Bible I show y'all. It says the same thing right here. It says, I know how you are suffering and how poor you are, though in fact you are rich. Rich, we're dealing with because our heritage. We truly are rich in our heritage. But anyway, it says, how you are poor, though in fact you are rich. It says, and I know the insult of those who call themselves Jews, but are not. On the contrary, they are a synagogue of the adversary. Now, the King James may say they are the synagogue of Satan, or they are the congregation, they are the assembly of the adversary. That's what it says right there. Revelation 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 says that right there. Now, why are you even pulling that out, Ariel? Why are you even going there? You're supposed to be Tanakh only, but this is a true thing right here, brothers and sisters. This is a true thing. We are the true Yuhabdin. We are the true Jews, that as this is actually saying. And there are those who are calling themselves Jews, or Yuhadin, or Judites, or Judah, the sons and daughters of Judah, you know, because it goes back not to a religion. It don't go back to a religion, but it goes back to a tribe, a bloodline. Come on now. That's what we got. Oh, yes, sir. It goes back to a bloodline, which we goes back to Yaakov. Now, let me pull out something. Yes. Oh, what did I do, y'all? I did something wrong here. Okay. Let me go and give y'all something else. Let me show y'all something. Now, first, before I do that, I got two books right here. Show y'all these two books. Now, right here, this is one of them. The Pictorial History of the Jewish People. Yeah. The Pictorial History of Jewish People. Now, the definition I'm going to get ready to pull up on the screen here is from this one right here, the Jewish Encyclopedia. Oh, man, I tell you, y'all might want to get y'all invested in some Jewish encyclopedia. Not that you want to be Jewish, but there's some things they have in here, brothers and sisters, that they ain't hiding. They're not hiding some information. I guess they are, but they got it right in here. You know what they say? You want to hide something from a Negro? What? Put it in the book. You got to put it in the right book that they might not read out. That's Jewish stuff. I ain't finna read that Jewish stuff, but that might be where the truth lies. Yeah, it's hidden. Well, it ain't really hidden, y'all. It's sitting in here. You just ain't picking it up because you think that's white folk stuff. But let me see. Let me go ahead and share something with y'all, brothers and sisters. Let me share something with you, my brothers and sisters. Let me show you this right here. Let me pull this up. Okay. Let me make sure I got it large enough for y'all to see. Yeah, I think that's large as it's going to get. Check it out. Let's look at this word right here. Ashkenazi. Now, what is this? Now, that's coming out of the Jewish history, a Jewish encyclopedia. What does it say? Ashkenazim. Literally, it says, literally, y'all. You know, I get tired talking, y'all, so I can't pronounce some of these words right like that. But hell, I ain't English, so, you know, hell, I ain't supposed to speak proper English because I'm not an Englishman. But you see what it says? Literally, German. The name was applied to Jews of Germany. Ashkenazis apply to Jews of Germany, and northern France beginning in the 10th century. In the middle of the 16th century, the term Ashkenazism came to include Jews of Western Europe as well. The Ashkenazism have developed a set of distinctive customs and rituals different from those of the Sephardim. Y'all heard of Sephardines? Y'all ever heard of the Sephardim? I know my Israelite. I don't know why I'm asking my Israelite brothers and sisters this. But anyway, they're different from those. And that is from the Jews of Spain, Portugal, and the Mediterranean countries in North Africa. But what does it say, y'all? Literally, Germany. Now, or German. Yeah, the Germans. God damn. So that's what Now, let me stop that for a minute. Yeah. And where else? I want to show. I want to show something else. But I have a book here. I was reading earlier from my brother, the late great elder Michael Cohen, Cohen Michael Ben Levy. May the peace and blessing be upon our brother's soul. Excellent book here. I would recommend. I've recommended it before. I recommend y'all get this book. You can get it off eBay. I got it off eBay. No, not eBay. I'm sorry. I got it off Amazon. Israelite and Jew, the significant difference. You really need to get this, brothers and sisters. You really need to get this one. I think it's less than about $25. It don't matter, hell. But the information is in there. Hell, we pay and waste our money on a lot of other bull crap we don't need. But information, yeah, you want to build your library and get some knowledge to know the difference. There is a difference. And Michael Ben Levy goes into this. But even in this book I was reading earlier, when he was even mentioning this, let me try to find that in, because he was talking about Ashkenazis in here, and talking about Ashkenazi, and he was saying how they were Jews. I mean, the German. Did I find that page? And he was talking about them, and he said the same thing in here, in this book. The Ashkenazi is German, and then you had the Sephardic. Y'all just look this up. They'll come out and talk about how we being anti-Semitic. You know, you being anti-Semitic. Man, shut up with that anti-Semitic. And I got something from their dictionary that I want to show y'all about that. Okay, here it is right here. I found it on page 53. I know y'all ain't gonna be able to see that really, but on page 53, he even has it in there, the definition. I know y'all already can't see it, but hell, I'm trying to. But he says right here, he's talking about Zionism again, the religious customs vary from between Ashkenazis, which is German Jews, and Sephardim, which is Spanish Jews. So when you're talking about the Oscar nod, and pay attention, brothers and sisters, do your homework and look at this one. Now, I've even heard this from a lot of so-called European rabbis on a certain instance. It said that a lot of those so-called Jews is over there in Israel that's primarily running this stuff over there in what they call the Israeli state are basically Ashkenazis. Mm. And so I wonder, are they the ones primarily, since they're the basically one running it? That's why they're being, because they're Germans, because, you know, they talked about Hitler and all the racism shit that Hitler did to our African brothers and sisters. You know, the African Holocaust, they always talk about the European Holocaust, their Holocaust. But hell, at the same time, he was massacring millions of Africans that they don't talk about that now. They ain't going to talk about that. But he was slaughtering millions of Africans. So, you know, in their German blood, they still have this hatred. And that's why they are probably down there hating on and doing that to our African brothers and sisters over in the state of Israel. And even said that the majority of the so-called Jews over in the United States. Now, I didn't say this, y'all. You can look it up and verify it. But this is what I've even heard from other European rabbis and so forth here in America, said that they say majority of the ones, the Jews you see here, are primarily Ashkenazis. In America. Look it up, y'all. Look it up. So goddamn, so maybe that's why these goddamn German Jews in America, why they're so racist towards us. I don't know. I'm just saying. Let's see here. Which way we want to go from here? Which way we want to go from here, brothers? So let me see. I got to put some more things I want to show. We're going to put this out. Yeah, damn it. This is our time, y'all. Like I said, this is our time. We got to tell it. What do you say, y'all? The church, they say, y'all tell the truth and shame the devil. We finna shame the goddamn devils now. We finna shame these folks and damn it, let them know, hey, the gig is up. The gig. Shorty told Malcolm, hey, the gig is up. Yeah, the gig is up. Y'all don't play the game too damn long. It's time for the world to know.
It is not the difference of religion which is causing this conflict. The state of Israel does not represent all Jews. And certainly does not represent the Jewish religion. According to Jewish religion, all of this is criminal. All of this is forbidden. Basics of Jewish belief teaches that Jews are in a divinely decreed exile. We are even forbidden to create a sovereignty for ourselves. But especially when this is by killing, stealing, oppressing an entire people. This is not only criminal according to international law. This is a true violation of Judaism. And still, those people who choose not to follow Judaism misuse that very same religion to justify all those crimes forbidden. It is not the difference.
Yeah, I just want to share that. And here's another one. So
Jews who are true to the Torah around the world have always been opposed to Zionism, to the state of Israel, because it's antithetical to our belief to have a Jewish state at all. Now that the state of Israel has been created in 1948 in Palestine by occupying another people's land, oppressing the entire people, and the continuation of killing and stealing the land is in total violation of not only human rights violations and international norms, but it also goes against the very basics of Jewish belief. So we are out here to stand in sympathy with the people who suffer in Palestine and to say that everything that Israel does to the Palestinians is illegitimate, goes against the Jewish religion. The only solution is to bring hopefully a peaceful dismantlement to the state of Israel, which is the obstacle to peace, because prior to the creation of the state of Israel, there was peace in Palestine.
So even with that, my brothers and sisters, even with that, it's saying that is against Judaism. What they're doing is against the religion of Judaism, right? Not the true Israelite tradition, the biblical Israelite tradition, but even their their form of our tradition, which is Judaism. They said it's even against Judaism. And so I guess, again, there are people who hiding under the banner of, as they say, hiding under the banner of religion, trying to pretend that they are God's people or Yah's people, even been saying they we are the Jews, whether you're saying we under the religion of Judaism or not, but you are not. Again, hell, I got to go, y'all say Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 as my brothers them in the council pull it out. Damn. Yes, sir.
I, as someone who grew up in Jerusalem in a Zionist family, in a family that included a signer of the Declaration of Independence of Israel, included a president of the State of Israel, and included a general in the Israeli army, I state without hesitation that Israel is an apartheid state. It was never a democracy. It's not a democracy now, and it wasn't even designed as a democracy, because I have to plan to establish a Jewish state in an Arab country obviously excludes it from being a democracy. I,
yes, sir.
As someone who grew up,
all right, all right. Let me stop there. All right, y'all. I'm just going through a couple of videos, and we just going to lay it out, man. Because we don't people, brothers, sisters. We are those people. Hell, that they know it. They know who we are. They know who we are. The gig is up, y'all. Like I tell you, like I'm keep on saying it, y'all. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. God damn it, we gonna tell it.
And we're not here to create any political tension. We're here to talk about the Jewish story and experience of the Igbo people, which, by the way, 20% of the transatlantic slave trade comes specifically from the Igbos. So a lot of people,
A lot of people are Nigerian. The ancestry test. I'm Nigerian, man. And my friends call me. I'm like 43%, bro.
Yeah.
Shit, we all look alike. What the fuck you think? Why are you surprised? That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's mad. I support you like a motherfucker, dude. I love it. I'm like, yo, because it needs to be talked about, a guy like yourself. And how many people are actually backing you that are young like you, that are like, yo, hell yeah, let's connect with our people.
There's a movement. The younger generation is different than the older generation.
Of course.
Right? The younger generation is more open-minded, and they're looking for something. Everyone is hungry for something, but there's nothing really being offered. And so even within the Black community within America, people are looking for identity. Yeah. Right? I used a few times the term African-American. I mean, I've been in many conversations. Africa is a continent. It's not a country. Right. And American is an experience that they really weren't a part of this entire time. And Black is a skin color, which is an experience today, unfortunately, because there's such a thing called racism, which is an invention of human beings, but not an actual thing. We're not different because of our skin color. So what are they? What's their language? What's their history?
No.
What's their culture?
Right.
What's their traditions?
Right.
What's their purpose in this world?
Yeah.
Right. A lot of people lost their identity and are looking for it. Mm-hmm. And there is truth that a lot of people of color descend from Israelite tribes from Africa. The ones that we're going to visit, the populations that they were targeting historically till this day, the Igbos, right? Why always? And the Igbos are the richest and most educated demographic in all of
Africa.
Hold up. And the Igbos in society are always blamed for what? Running the media. Running the economy. We're starting to see a trope and a similarity and a pattern.
Whoa. So what he's saying is Godfrey runs this podcast. Let me tell you, if I ran the media, I'd be on my 10th sitcom right now. Okay. I'd be on every fucking TV show right now. Shit.
Change your name from Seinfeld to Godfrey.
Yeah, but this is I like this kind of thing because it's hard to break and to talk about this, because usually you see those
Hebrew, shouldn't be.
You know those Hebrew Israelite, the brothers in America with the shit, and they got the cape, and people will see that and go, oh, they're extremists. Do they know what they're talking about? You ever connect with those guys?
All the time.
And are they making sense? Or are they not?
They're different groups. They're not one monolith. And a lot of them fight between each other. I mean, that's also typical of the Jews.
Yeah.
Right? So you have people who still believe in Jesus. You have people who've rejected Jesus amongst the Black Israelite tribes.
Yeah.
You have those who believe that the Jews are also Jews, those of us that are Sephardic, Ashkenazi, Mizrahi, others. And there's the replacement theology that, no, we're the real Jews. They're the fake Jews. Right. And the reason this comes from is because there's a phenomenon happening where a lot of people of color, not just in America, in the Caribbeans, in South America, wherever the slave trade went to, they're waking up to their identity. This is a real thing. It's a phenomenon. We have to address it. But when they're coming to other Jews and saying, my brother, I finally found out who I am. Come, let's unite together. Then most Jews who've never heard this idea, and because a lot of them were raised in Europe, you know, so have a lot of European mentality, then start saying, there's no way you're Jewish. You're Black or you're African. We've never heard of such a thing.
Right.
So go away. Now, to a person that's really hurt and has been hurt for hundreds of years and has generational trauma in their DNA passed down to them, they're like, if they were really Hebrews, they would accept me. It must be that they're not the real Jews. Mm. And so that's where the problem is. And that's if you look at Kyrie's documentary, there's a lot of truths in there.
Right.
But if.
Well, that's not the problem. Shit, the problem is y'all, like I said, because shit, you not the goddamn real Jew. Well, they are not the goddamn real Jews. It, talk about their conversion. So it's not that, you know, we say because they don't accept us, they can't be the real Jews either. No, that's not the thing. The thing is, again, when you study, even from their teaching, that they say they are goddamn converts. Because you go, hell, even in this book, brothers, let me stop this right fast. Even in this book right here, it talks about Ashkenaz. I don't even know if I have, I don't think I cop, I don't think I screenshot it. I took a picture of it. I don't think I did. Let me see. No, I didn't screen share that one. I didn't screen share. Let me see here. When it talks about, where is it, y'all? It was a part here. Y'all, but I know y'all know what the Khazars. There we go. The Khazars, the Khazarians, right? You know, I know a lot of us, we brothers and sisters have talked about the book, The 13 Tribe by Arthur Koestler, right? And I've heard some of them try to say, well, that's been debunked. You know, that's been debunked by Arthur Koestler and all of that type of stuff. Well, y'all said been debunked, right? That's what y'all say. Well, how is it that that same story about the Khazarians being converts so happened to be in this Jewish encyclopedia? Now, mind you, the guy that did this book is supposed to have been a Jewish rabbi. He was a Jewish rabbi. This wasn't done by the Hebrew Israelite community. This was done by a Jewish rabbi, as y'all say, a Jewish rabbi, so the Judaism. And in this book, I wish I had a screen shared it, but that's cool. It talks about the Khazarians, the Khazaria. Yeah, it talks about the Khazaria. I know y'all know this history, so I don't have to go into all of this, read it all. But it talks about how it says the Khazarians, people of Turkey origins who lived in southern Russia and adopted Judaism in the 8th century. And that's all I need to read, y'all, right there. Right. They adopted Judaism in the 8th century. So what did it say? What did that mean? If they adopted it, that mean that they were not that wasn't part of their thing at first. Now, remember now, we got to understand the whole part about when you're saying Judaism and being a Jew. So there's a difference between being a bloodline. Yuhadin, or they say Jew, than being someone, a Jew by conversion to a religion. See, that's the game what people don't understand today. And it make, and like I think it was a video earlier that even kind of said that it makes it somewhat difficult when you're talking to someone about a Jew, because you can be, as they say, a Jew by conversion of the religion of Judaism. And but you also a Yuhadin or a Jew by bloodline. Yeah, by true bloodline. And that's what we're saying as Israelites, that we are Yuhadin or Israelites or Yehuda by blood, not conversion of a religion. That's the difference. That's the difference. But that has to be made, brothers and sisters. And let me play this other video right fast.
To a doctor for an examination, you know, for my skin. You know, I get ingrown hair whenever I shave my skin, right? And the guy looks at my name and says, Ephraim, you're Jewish. I was like, huh? I was like, hell no, I'm Nigerian. What are you talking about? And then this guy, mind you, this guy is Jewish. White guy, Jewish. A whole 9 yards. The guy looks at me and goes, you're from Nigeria? The Igbo tribe? Like, I'm taken back and I'm like, how do you know that? Yes. It's like, yes. So you are Jewish. I'm like, no, I'm Igbo. This man looks at me and says, the Igbo tribe migrated from Egypt. Which before that, that migrated from Jerusalem when the Romans dispersed the Jews. So your entire bloodline is Jewish. I was like, what are you on? What you smoking? I'm out here looking at the doctor like, this man is smoking something. And then I was like, okay, tell you what, I'm just going to go with it and I'm going to ask my mom later, right? So I called my mom. I was like, hey, Ma. So I just got out the doctor's office and this man looked me in the face. I was like, yo, you guys are all Jewish. My mom was like, yeah, you didn't know that? I was like, huh? How am I supposed to know that? Mind you, we're Christians, right? We're Igbo and all of this. And this woman is like, yeah, our entire tribe is Jewish. I was like, that doesn't even make sense. And then I started doing my own research. And turns out my name, Ephraim, is the name of an actual Jewish tribe, which is under the tribe of Joseph. Funny enough, my grandfather's name is Joseph. So I'm just mad. I'm like, yo, why didn't you guys tell? None of you guys told me this. And I have strangers now telling me my own lineage. I didn't know what to do with this information. So now I got a whole rabbit hole I have to jump through later just to find out where all of us really came from. Like, this is crazy.
Yes, sir. And brothers, look at the comments of what he was talking about, that the hair bumps. And I used to get them because I used to shave at first. There's a video here. You talk about now someone said, it says, because you weren't meant to shave your beard. And you know what? That sound, probably somebody, that sound crazy, but I got some with that because, like I said, once I stopped shaving and all of that, I even try to shave my head with razors or something like that. Man, I bump up like crazy. But that's why I say I just said, man, look. But anyway, when I found out and started saying I was Israel, I found out we supposed to wear our beard. And I'm gonna tell you, in this crazy part, I always used to want a beard when I was younger, man. And I couldn't ever try. I really couldn't grow it and all of this type of stuff. I tried a couple of times. I never could get it to grow it. But sometimes I had like the patches in there, like I had, like a dog had mange and all of that type of stuff. But I tell you, man, y'all might, somebody might think it's crazy, but a lot of y'all who Israel, y'all know better though. Y'all don't believe that. But when I say y'all think I'm crazy, but somebody who don't know, trust in the Most High. When I got in back into this Torah and got into this truth and I started really trying to grow my beard, it started growing. Now that's why I can have this. At first, I couldn't get none of this at first. I promise the Most High is my witness. It'll try to grow, but I had mange all over again. I'm like, telling, like, I had spots everywhere. Like, I'm like, man, I just started shaving it off. I wouldn't let it grow. When I got in this truth, hey, it started growing. Yes, sir. It started growing. But what he was saying, even with that, he was talking about his father's name, Ephraim, and his grandfather's name, Joseph. And I was telling David, you know, when I even got my Hebrew name, I was telling him about and how things, like I said, you know, I really couldn't prove to y'all through family thing when nobody never told me I was Israelite in my family. Nobody tell, most of them are all Christians. But my middle name, right, is, what do you say, Lionel. That's my middle name, Lionel. What is that? Lions. Look at the word, how you spell Lionel. Lion's L, what the line of, as some people say, El and the Canaanite mean, they say God, the Lion of God, the Lion of Yah. I say Yah, right? So I'm like, wow. I looked at that, and then there was a lot of things I just looked in my life and my family on both sides of my family, my father's side of my family, my mother's side, even though they were Christians, but and you know, and teaching Christianity, but on both sides of my father's family, I've had, man, over, I think, at least 12 at least pastors or reverends, ministers, and clergy on both, you know, through both sides in my family. So it's like, man, damn, it's like been growing through a line of ministers in our family from, you know, my both sides. So I'm like, whoa. So I just seen a lot of spiritual things that was in this, right? And you know, part of my family and then part of certain things of myself. But even with the middle name, that's why my brother Dave, when we did the name ceremony, we did it on Blog Talk. And, you know, he did then gave me my name. That's why he gave me the name Aria. Actually, we went to the we call it Paleo Hebrew and Alashawan Kadash Sam. And I want to speak on that too. But he gave me the name Ariyah, Yahawadah, Yasha'ala, right? Because my middle name is Lion. He said, Judah, the lion, the lion of hell. So Judah, yeah. So that was my name that my brother David ordained with me with. Ariyah, Yahawadah, Yasha'ala. Yes, sir. But anyway, I want to say something right fast to that notion. While I'm on the Lashawan Kadash now, and I'm gonna go back to something else too in a minute. I've seen videos. A few people be talking about the Lashawan Kadash. The brothers made it up and things of this nature, right? People say, "Well, they made that up. They made that up." You know what I'm saying? That ain't no real language, and this that is not the real Hebrew. But let me touch on that right fast. Can I touch on that, brothers and sisters? With that Lashawan Kadash, as they say, they made it up. Well, let me ask y'all this: what's wrong with us making it up? What's wrong with the brother? I'm not saying me, but what's wrong with them if they did make it up? There's a reason I'm saying that. What's wrong with them if they did make it up? Here we go. Because the European Jews, did they make up their own damn Hebrew language? Did they make up their own European language? Yiddish and all of this other stuff, combination of what is it, German and the other Hebrew, and then what's the dude name? Hold up, let me get this dictionary. One sec. I know y'all know the history about this the modern Hebrew. Look up who is the father of modern Hebrew. Ben Yehuda, right? I bought the little dictionary. Hell, I don't use it. Ben Yehuda, a European Jew. To give him credit for saying to be the father of modern Hebrew. A lot of y'all know this. Just go and look it up. Look it up, hell. I ain't got time to go through that. But they're made up this modern Hebrew for them to be able to speak. So when people saying they made it up, that ain't Hebrew, and they want us to speak a lot of the Hebrew that these European Jews came up with and created. My thing still, again, is I remember as a Nawabian, my days that have been a Nawabian, they talk about, Dr. York had the language called Nawapik, right? Nawapik. And he said that he created, by him saying we was the nation of Nawapu. So he created a language and things for the brothers and sisters to be able to speak. Is if you're a language, I mean, if you're going to be a nation, you should have certain things to be a nation, your own culture, your own language, and a lot of other things, right? Or even though a tribe, you want to use the word tribe, certain things you have to distinguish you as a nation. And if you even go back when they was talking about how the state of Israel, again, was going to become a nation, one of the things they said they had to have is their own language. They had to have a language. I'm telling y'all, go into that. But anyway, so that's one thing about Ben Yehuda. But so if we are supposed to be a nation, and we have, again, like Brother Khalid Abdul Muhammad said, we lost our land, we lost our language, we lost our four ways, our more ways, and some of us even lost our damn minds. And he's right on that one. But anyway, we lost our language. So if we want to be a nation of people again, or a nation of people, why not us? We can't. Who said we can't create a language? Because all the language is just a form of communication for us, to be able to communicate. So if we create a form of communication for ourselves, a language for us to be able to communicate as a nation, what the hell wrong with that? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because, hell, you got Crips and Bloods and gang members and other people create different hand signs, and which is certain languages, forms of communication to communicate as gangbangers and all this other stuff. Hell, whether you got down Masons and everything, they got hand signs and hand signals to be able to communicate. So if we as Israel, if they did make up what y'all call the Lashawan Kadash, or what, they made it up. So goddamn what? So damn what? We're saying that we want to be a nation. We need a language. So if we are not identifying with those so-called European Jews of Judaism, we can have that to be able to communicate with ourselves as so-called Israelites or Hebrews in America. Hell, we can use that to communicate with each other. That's be our language. So I see nothing wrong with that. So I say shout out to them brothers for coming up with that language. Hell, like I said, Dr. York created Nawapik. And if you was on the Nawabian, you was talking, you was speaking the Nawabic, like we had the greetings, like you greet one another. And in the Nawabic, we said, Wadu. I mean, excuse me, Rahubat. My bad, y'all. I've been so doggone long. So Rahubat, meaning greetings and peace. Then, you know, you get ready to, you know, to leave. You say, Wadu. Wadu. Good, you know, bye. You know, thank you. You know, it was masculine and feminine. I think I can remember that. It's been so long. Let me see which one was it. One of them was feminine and one of them was masculine. One of them, you would say thank you. I think it was Tawa Untuk. And the other one was Tawa Untuk. Yeah. One of them, it was different. I forget. I got the language books over there. So, hell, it's been so long, though. But, yeah. So, he created a language for us as a nation, as Nawabians, to be able to speak with each other. So, there's nothing wrong with that. Y'all just get, some people just get crazy with the shit. Again, you just like you again. You got to come up with, because you got to appease your goddamn, you want to appease the European master or whatnot. And I'm sorry, y'all, but it is what it is, man. Y'all, damn it. Listen, nothing wrong with that. You know, because you got a European thinking, you get a damn European got you thinking that, oh, you ain't doing the right thing, or you just got to, you know, follow they goddamn way. Right. And we got to come up out of this stuff, man. Like I said, we got to come up out of that, brothers and sisters. We got to come up out of that foolishness, because they not the goddamn true Jews anyway. So we didn't got to follow the damn language. They don't create it. They ain't got to follow that junk they don't came up with and made up. Listen, we our own selves. We can make up our own damn language to communicate with each other. Let me get off of that, off that subject. But let me see. I'm trying to find something else before I get out of here. There was something else. See what else I want to share. Check this out, brothers and sisters. Check this here out. Wait a minute. I got to show y'all this here. My. And the Talmud, I wish I had that scripture to go with this. That, well, I ain't going to say scriptures. It's from the Talmud. I wish I had this to go with this. Check this out.
A CBS News investigation has uncovered a loophole that allows accused and convicted American pedophiles to escape justice by moving to Israel.
Jewish Community Watch, an organization that hunts down accused pedophiles who flee to Israel from the U.S., exploiting a process called Law of Return, whereby any Jewish person can move to Israel and automatically gain citizenship. Yom Tov pled guilty in 2002 to sexually abusing and committing lewd acts against three other boys. He served jail time, but when he was released, he violated his probation and, according to JCW, fled to Israel with help from individuals within the Orthodox Jewish community.
The same thing that's going on in the Catholic Church right now around the world, the exact same thing happens in our community. The rabbis say it's, you know what, he promised he's going to go for therapy, he's never going to do it again. Boom, he's in another community. A few years later, he's at the same thing, and we hear more allegations that the person continued to abuse children.
And often, those abusers end up in Israel.
Why would someone want to help one of these pedophiles escape?
Oftentimes, there's some sort of community incentive. Either somebody owes them a favor, or someone in the community, let's say an institution, has covered up for them in the past, and they know that if this goes to court, there's a lot of civil liability coming down the line.
Shana accuses the Israeli police of not prioritizing accused pedophiles on the run.
Why do you have to be the ones that do this?
Because nobody else is. That's really, I don't have any better answer than that.
And if you guys weren't doing it,
then nobody would do it.
If American officials.
A CBS News investigation.
Oh, y'all see that right there. Y'all, did y'all see that right there? But y'all know what, though? That's why I said I wish I had that in front of me. I can't remember where it is, but it's somewhere. I've seen some brothers bringing it out the other day, though. Israel United in Christ was bringing it out last week. Talk about it. It was going into the, it's in the book of Sanhedrin somewhere, in the Talmud, in the book of Sanhedrin. I know it's in there somewhere, but I don't know exactly where. But they talking about that. There's basically sodomizing and all of this stuff, pedophilia type thing, a child, a certain age that they say is not a violation. It's in the Talmud somewhere. Mm-hmm. That give them. The legalities, I hope I'm saying it right, y'all. I'm trying to be like Jesse Jackson, learn some big words. to make it legal for them to be able to do that. It's in the Talmud. I do know that somewhere. Uh-huh. Yeah, man, I tell y'all the truth. Ain't that some shit? But, hey, let me see. I got a couple more, and I'm going to get out of here, man. I got to get out of here. Thank y'all always for tuning in right here to Liberation Tabernacle. Y'all, like I said, man, this is a great time, brothers and sisters. We got to get it together. The world right now know who we are, so we got to take advantage.
Where did these people come from? These people are called Amalek. That is their name. Stop calling them the Jews. God is commanding you, brothers and sisters, to call them Amalek. They are the same part of that same red dragon.
That's right.
Now, is there any instances in the scripture where anybody else from the tribe of Benjamin was called Cush? Was there any instances in the scripture? Absolutely yes.
Absolutely.
Give me Psalms, the 7th chapter. I want Psalm 7 and verse 1.
So Psalms chapter 7. Shigai.
Shigayon. Read it right, damn it. Yeah. Read it right.
Shigayon. Of David.
Of who?
Of David.
Of who?
Of David.
David is a black man. David did not descend from Amalek. David did not descend from these red beasts that we see here. These Amalekite devils, these blasphemous bastards.
Word.
David did not descend from them. This is called the Shigayon of David. Read on.
Which he sang unto the Lord.
Which he sang unto the Lord.
Concerning the words of Cush.
Concerning the words of who?
Cush.
Of who?
Cush.
Black. Come on.
The Benjamite.
The Benjamite.
That's right.
The Benjamite. So many instances, you had brothers and sisters from the tribes called black. Give me Acts 13, verse 1.
Bring it out.
Yes, sir. Hey, we just bring it out every day tonight, brothers. We ain't holding back no punches. God damn it. We ain't holding back no punches. Yes, sir. Let me see here. Was anything else? I don't know. Let me see. What we got? One more thing.
I am a white woman who grew up in an evangelical culty religion. As I educate myself, though, I really get stuck on this one point. White Christians would go to church on a Sunday wearing a cross around their neck to worship a martyr God who was crucified by being nailed to a cross to be publicly tortured to death for political reasons. And then those same Christians would leave church with a picnic to go to a public lynching. And then they would gather by the hundreds or thousands to do to a black person the same or worse than was done to their martyr God. And then they would pass out the body parts as souvenirs, and they would take photographs to go on postcards, and they would bring their kids and call themselves, without irony, Christians. What the actual fuck?
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The truth to power. Wow. But this is right here, brothers. That's why I tell y'all, hey, brothers, I don't know if they're going to let this video stay up on YouTube. Hell, I don't know. Because actually, right now, I'm streaming live on TalkShoe, on our TalkShoe page. That's why I tell y'all, man, you better follow the TalkShoe page as well. And I put the link for the TalkShoe page in the description right here on YouTube as well. So, hey, man, because if they take this video down or whatever they try to, you know, what they do, it'll be right here on TalkShoe. Hell, I ain't got to worry about all that censoring bull crap like they do on YouTube. So that's what I tell you. Come over here and check it out, the show as well, right here on TalkShoe.com, Steel Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Yes, sir, man. It's time, brothers and sisters. Hey, man, listen here. I got to get back on my game, get back into the game for real. I've been trying to be nice, y'all. I've been trying to play nice lately. But hey, man, no, sir. When I seen all of this bullshiggity and really looking at what they've been doing to our brothers and sisters, Beta Israel and things of that nature, to our brothers in the Mona, hey, man, all gloves are off. All goddamn gloves are off. No more playing. No more games. It's time to get right and time to get it right, y'all. Because y'all say, hey, man, it's time for us to tell the truth. Because everything right now, not just that, it's so several things that I've been looking at and then been seeing even how all these other Europeans and everything have been telling the damn truth about the state of Israel, how there's Zionism, this and Zionism. And hell, even going back, I've been going into their book and really what fired me the hell up when I went into going into their Jewish encyclopedia and looking at this stuff and like, what the hell? Yeah. So, and again, I think I got one more, not a video, but I think I got another picture that I need to show about anti-Semitic. They be always talking about anti-Semitism. Let me see what picture I want to get. I have to show y'all this right here. Okay. I got another one. Two things I need to show y'all right fast before I get out of here. The book from my good brother, Michael Cohen Ben Levy, Yes, sir. I showed y'all the book earlier. Now, this is a page out of there, page 54 out of the book. That's why I told y'all we need to get that book. Let's read something that he said in this book right fast, my brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. He says, you talk about the differences of the branches of Judaism. But here he says, in contrast to all three forms of Judaism, there is an Israelite community which has been suppressed. They are completely alien to the development of Judaism created anywhere among European Jewry. At a first glance, Judaism may seem to be the direct deviant from the law and heritage of the Old Testament or Torah. However, he says, at a closer look, will reveal that although they are based for the most part upon Israelite history and law, Judaism is only a European interpretation of Israelite heritage, modified into a modern European religion. Oh yeah, hallelujah! Come on, y'all, come on now. Can I, like what is in the church, y'all? Can I get some help up in here? Can I get a witness up in here? Up in here. You see with that brother, I just want to say, y'all gotta get this book. At a closer look, you will see. And I'm gonna show y'all some more books I've been showing y'all before. But Judaism is only a European interpretation of Israelite heritage. That's why they tell you, man, we are the true biblical Israelites. Let me say it again. We are the true biblical Israelites, and you have been the Jews. But let's keep going. Let's go down to the last part. It must be understood at this point that with the fall and scattering, y'all hear me out here. Hear me out, y'all. And scattering of the teaching priests of the ancient Israelite community, the rise of the Jewish rabbis / scholars opened the door for early reinterpretation and ultimate supplanting of the Israelite doctrine and culture. Boom. Whoop. There it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my brothers and sisters. And there's something else I want to show right fast. Let me go here and show something else while I'm in here. Let's look at this word right here today, brothers and sisters. Let me see. Come on, open up. Let me see. Is there some kind of way I can enlarge this? I don't rightly know. But let's look up this word right here. Look at the top. Uh-oh, I forgot. This might be too small. Y'all, I'm forgetting I'm on this talk shoot thing, and I'm constantly looking at my other screen and not looking at the screen right here. So let me look at this right fast. Okay, let me show you. Anti-Semitism. That was a long definition that goes with this. But I want you to look at this part. Now, this comes again from the Jewish Encyclopedia. When they talk about, you know, when Kanye West, our brother Nick Cannon, and a lot of people say something about the so-called Jews, right? They always want to say you being anti-Semitic, you ain't, because we are saying like the Jews run the damn television industry, the music industry. You just saying something, right? You ain't doing nothing to them. You just, you know, speaking truth to power about who's in charge of this and who's in that, right? What they'll call you, anti-Semitic. If you speak out against any damn thing that they're doing, like what they're doing on Israel right now, they might call you, or what they're doing to Palestine right now, right? They will call you anti-Semitic, won't they? Let's look at the word anti-Semitic from their definition, their books, the Jewish Encyclopedia, and look at the word anti-Semitic. What did you see up there, brothers and sisters? It says anti-Semitism, right? It said the hatred of the Jews, right? The purpose of anti-Semitism is an active political phrase to degrade the Jews by removing their civil, political, social, economic, and religious rights, and finally by exterminating them. The term appears to first have been used in Germany in 1879. But let's go back, rewind. The purpose of anti-Semitism and its active political phrase is to degrade the Jews by, this is in their political form, what you must do, right? To say you've been anti-Semitic is by removing their civil rights, right? Depressing them or trying to remove them from having their civil rights, political rights, their social, economic, or social and stance and whatever. And by messing their economy up or trying to stop them having an economy, and it stopped them from having their religious rights. And lastly, by exterminating them, what Hitler did. Now, I guess they can say, yeah, Hitler was anti-Semitic. But when you speak out against them, as our brothers and sisters was doing, even what I'm saying right now and showing, everybody try to say I'm being anti-Semitic. But am I doing that, one of these right here? Am I removing their civil, their political, their social, their economic and religious rights? And am I trying to kill them? Am I trying to harm them by speaking what I'm saying and what I've been showing on video today? Huh? Have I been doing that? Hell no. So you can't call me no goddamn anti-Semitic. Number one, you can't say I'm anti-Semitic because why? Number one, I said I'm goddamn Semitic. My brothers and sisters, we are the Semites. We are the true Semites. We are the true Yuhadim. We are the true Jews. So how in the hell can you call me anti-Semitic when I'm saying and we say that we are those people? So how in the hell can you call us anti our goddamn selves? Y'all need to, like, one more time, y'all. When the church say, y'all, can I get some help up in here? Ah, can I get a witness? Huh? We ain't anti-goddamn self, but we are anti-liars. We are anti-liars who are, say they are Jews, but they are not. See, when you do, see, y'all started this shit. Y'all started this stuff. Excuse my language. When you did what you did, when you're doing what you're doing to our people, when you secretly sterilize our sisters over there, you started this bull crap. When you trying to kick our brothers and sisters out in Dimona, you started this bull crap. You brought this on your goddamn self. So we going to, like I said, you started, goddamn it, we going to finish it. We going to finish it. So the time is now at hand that we as Israelites, we going to, goddamn it, we going to sound the trumpets of truth. We're going to say it, man, like Isaiah. Let me get it out, y'all. Because this what we got to do, y'all. It's our time, brothers and sisters. It's our time. And so we're going to have to do, we're going to keep on doing our job as Yah gave us to do. And we're going to do it to the best of our ability. We're not going to let up. We're not going to let up. Well, we said we ain't going to lighten up, y'all. We're going to tighten up. Yes, sir. Y'all say it again, y'all. We ain't going to lighten up. We're going to tighten up. That's what we're going to do. What did it say, y'all? Now, this is my Jewish study Bible. I know what y'all King James Version might say. It's something different here, y'all. But here it go again. Here's my Jewish study Bible says right here, Isaiah 50:1. What it says, my brothers and sisters, it says, shout out loud. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. It says, raise your voice like a shofar. This is a shofar. Y'all see that ram's horn? Raise your voice up like a shofar. It said, proclaim to my people what rebels they are to the house of Yaakov. Their sins. One time, y'all, shout it out loud. Shout out loud. We gotta, don't hold back, man. Ain't no time to hold back no more. Letting our people, brothers and sisters, let us know that again, we have been living here in America as a sin and as a sinful people, because we've been following the guidelines. We've been letting somebody else fool us, telling us that you sexy red, that you Lisuki, that you Megan Thee Stallion sisters, that y'all gotta, you know, make songs talking about your vagina and all this old stuff, your booty hole, bro. Come on now. You gotta get back to some moral standards, my sisters and brothers. We gotta get back to the moral standards. We gotta get back to as those morals. I mean, as the law, statutes, and commandments is what we've been giving. As my brothers have said, the laws, we got to get back to the teachings of the Torah. We got to get back, y'all. We got to come on now. We got to come back into our own, what Yah want us to be. And I share these two books, as I was saying here again. You go to get these books. I got this off of eBay. I think both of these off. I keep saying eBay, Amazon, The Transformation of the Israelites, because what our brother had in this book, Israelites and Jews, showing you the difference, y'all, what I showed y'all there, the transformation of the Israelite religion to rabbinical Judaism. They show y'all, they changed it, y'all. They changed it. They converted to their way of life. They studied our way of life, and then they came up with their own stuff. They grafted something different. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, they grafted. They took our tradition. They took our heritage. They took our spiritual system, and they grafted their own. They knew when we got scattered, to the four corners. They came in and they took our identity, and then they came in and they transformed the Israelite religion to rabbinical Judaism. That's why you come up with all that damn rabbinical this, rabbinical that, Talmud this, Mishnah that, so-and-so, Gemara this. Here's another one I've been reading, y'all. Check this out. From text to tradition, a history of the Second Temple and rabbinical Judaism. They go in and they tell you all of this in these type of books. Let me move my hands so y'all can see the author right there, y'all. Yes, sir. Come on, get these books, brothers and sisters, so y'all can learn what's going on. Uh-huh. They have changed things. That Judaism they got today, that is a convert. That's conversions. That's some stuff Johnny come lately, as they say. That's Johnny come lately stuff that they come copted from the true Israelite tradition. It's just like when you look at it, brothers and sisters, how Islam, what did Islam come from? What did the religion of Islam come from? Religion of Islam is based out of what? As they say, Judaism, Christianity. That's what they say it come from. There's no Islam if it wasn't for, as they say, Judaism and Christianity. And Islam came up out of that. So here you just have no Christianity itself either without the Israelite tradition. So a lot of this, brothers, is we got to get into the history and talk about this. So yeah, that's what they got. So when you talk about Judaism and the Jews, you got again, when some people, this whole thing, are you a Jew by blood? Are you a Jew by conversion to the religion of Judaism? So when we talk about, when y'all heard Israelites, as y'all say, the Hebrew Israelites saying that y'all not real Jews, we talk about bloodline. Talk about bloodline. We ain't talking about your damn religion that you made up called Judaism. If that's what you're talking about, hey, you can have that. But we talking about when you, because y'all don't want to be saying, y'all don't want to acknowledge us as Jews. That's one thing. So that's why we coming at this like this. We coming at y'all because y'all don't want to acknowledge as us. Y'all the one started this first. Let me say it again. Y'all started this first. Y'all started this junk by saying, nah, y'all ain't no damn Jews. Even the people y'all don't brought over there, even our brothers and sisters y'all brought over there, man, Beta Israel. Low down asses. Y'all went over there and got the people from Ethiopia. Even though they was going through a lot of stuff, we thank God for they out of there, but damn, you bring them over there and treat them dirty too. They was already being treated dirty in the land that they were at, being persecuted, and you bring them over there and do the same goddamn thing? Boy, I tell you the truth. Your time is coming. And we said again, the time is now at hand. So Israel, Kwam Yasha'Allah, like I said, let's keep our foot on the gas and let's keep on teaching our people who they are, because our time is here. Our time is truly here. And let's get our people back. Whoever we can get, the remnant, we ain't got to get everybody, but goddamn it, we need to get enough of our people to wake up and find out who they truly are, so we can come into our own again and come back to Yah, turn back to Yah again. And start, and so we can truly get it right, but our ancestors didn't get right, right? Let's be the Israelite nation or the just generation that get it right with Yah, right? Let us be the generation that get it right with Yah, and accept those blessings as we talk about this. Damn the curses! We tired of being cursed. We tired of being punished. Let's get these blessings that Yah promised us. Don't y'all want that, brothers and sisters? Do y'all really want the blessings? Are y'all ready for to get those blessings that Yah promised our ancestors that they, a lot of them, didn't get because they were disobedient? Are y'all really ready, brothers and sisters? That's the question. Are you ready to get the blessings that Yah have for us? I know I'm ready. I don't know about y'all. I'm ready. I'm ready to get it, y'all. I'm ready to get it. All praises and all glory and all honor go to our King, our cherished, our sustainer, y'all. Ooh, we, yes, sir, the King, the Malachi of the universe. All praise to the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Like I said, Kwam Yasha'Allah, Kwam Yasha'Allah, Kwam Yasha'Allah. I'm out of here, y'all. Ariyah, Mori Ariyah, Israel. Hell, I can't even say my name. I'm so excited, y'all. Mori Ariyah. Israel, yeah, and I got them fringes on. Yeah. And I got the fringes on. I got the regular fringes, y'all. Y'all see it. Yeah, fringed up. Yeah, thanks. And I thanks to Sister Riri, y'all. Thanks to Sister Riri. That's where I got this from a couple of years ago. Sister Riri, shalom to that sister, man. I say shalom to that sister. That's where I actually got this one from. years ago when I first got into it. Now I even show y'all this. Now he got all the scriptures on it. I gotta show it to you. It even, I know it got Acts on it. Y'all see, it got Acts and stuff like that on it. But yeah, because I got it. You know, I was still kind of like in the messianic thing, but I still wear because I rock my fringes. So even when I'm on here, I got my fringes on. What was it? Your brother? It was a brother that I got my fringes on. I think it's Young Petey. Yeah, I got my fringes on. I used to love that song, man, when I first heard it. So, yeah, I want to say shout out, like I said, brothers and sisters, man. No, I'm not joining the Messianic community or nothing, but I will be saying, like I said, man, I'm ceasefiring. Man, you ain't got to worry about, I mean, coming at my brothers like that no more. You know, even I don't agree with the Yahweh Shah thing and all of that. But we, like I said, we had something greater to accomplish right now. We can get into all that a little bit later and just hash out, have discussion about that, you know, whole situation. Because even with that, there's something even deeper to that whole the idea and concept of what it even come from out of European Judaism. But that's another whole story right now. So we have something that a greater accomplishment that we have to do right now. And as wake our people up to get them out of the sin again, brothers and sisters, that's what our goal is and main thing right now. And a lot of our brothers, I hear y'all talking out there. I listen to y'all classes again. I've been listening to y'all. And the one thing I do admire y'all, what you do try to tell our people is that how they got to stop sinning. That's one thing we try to do, tell our people to come out of that filth and they mud. What some of them rap songs be talking about, y'all? I can't listen to none of that ignorant stuff. I hope y'all don't either. But what do people be saying? They got it out of the mud. They got it out of the mud. But some of y'all need to stay y'all ass out of the mud because some people, y'all living in the damn mud. You're staying filthy. You're staying dirty. I don't know what you're getting out of the damn mud. You get it. You're like, I got it out the mud. Stay your ass out that mud. Uh-huh. Stay out of the mud. Y'all want you to be clean. He wants you to be white, pure as snow, right? Right? So we got to be white. We got to be cleansed. So this is what our job here is Israel. This is our job as a nation that Yah chose us to do. Cleanse you, purify you, give you that word of truth. So this is what Israel, our job is to do. So the black, so-called the black man and woman who know who we are is Israel. That is why the whole purpose, brothers and sisters, they're doing their due diligence to keep you asleep, to play with your mind and tell you this, that you the baddest trick, you know, you ratchet, you so-and-so sisters, they get you all on the television and putting this negative influence in front of you to have you thinking it's cool to do, because they want to what? Keep you what? Under a curse. Keep you under the punishment of Yah for not living up to his right ruling. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. Peace, y'all. Peace.